Welcome to Igbo Table Talk with Ollie and
Emeka.
Okay.
All right.
So today.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Today we will be talking about why we feel the Igbo language is dying.
Or in other terms, why the Igbo language isn't as predominant amongst young Igbo speakers.
Well, it's the same as saying that the language is dying.
Is it?
Yeah, if it's not predominant, then that means that
it's dying, right?
Yeah, it's dying.
So I like that. You know why I pitched the other alternative? Is because a lot of people hear it the other way too, and they may get it misconstrued, but it actually means the same thing.
In Nigeria,
which is traditionally eastern region, not just the five Igbo states, but the entire eastern region is Ali Igbo, just for the record. And yes, so let's get into that. Let's go.
So one thing I always say is it's just because of the language is not being passed on properly, you know. Or ndewani hana surani Igbo, you know. Ndewani, like in our parents.
Okay, ndenana.
Yeah, okay. Ndenana. Ndewani.
All this, all this.
Yeah.
All this. Equally.
Yeah, ndewani hana surani Igbo, you know. And I know for me, like one of the reasons why I'm not Igbo is because my parents, they spoke the language at home.
Okay.
But you know, here I want the norm for a lot of people. A lot of people their parents didn't speak the language to them, you know. And and compared to, like, you know, some other people, like for example, like even Spanish or Yoruba.
Oh, come on now.
You know, like,
that's game over.
Yeah, but I think Spanish is a little easier because there's so many people that speak it. But I think we're going to bring it down to even just Yoruba.
Okay, I like that. That's fine.
Yeah.
So, Gibya, Southwest, Nalibo, and then Diaspora. Indi, she, Yoruba, Ala Yoruba, Hanasu Yoruba, Fuma. Ima, Otu, Himene, Indi, Wanasu, Oshi, root cause of Himene, Na, Biafra.
Okay.
So, okay, Biafra, Mene, right? Civil War, genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Yaru, Indian, because we would be, I believe, the third generation from that Biafra time. About the third, like, so millennials, Gen Z, millennials, then you have Gen X, right? So Indian in the 90s, 80s to 90s, would be the third generation from that Biafra time of 1967 to 1970.
Okay.
So Gilea, also the in the late or 70s or 80s, right? Identity crisis. How to the so did the kid survival, right?
Okay.
Dika hana say give me a room. Men dika in the Romans.
Okay, so here why had you have four Igbo?
They fit in. You gotta fit in where you get in. So happy.
Is that what happened?
I believe so. That's my observation. It comes from that. That's one reason.
So in a way, you're saying like, okay, pretty much they lost pride in who they were.
Value. Value. We've all heard it. They're just leaving us to do the American thing. Even you can see on some houses,
It's the same thing.
Because no law, right? Him one, no law. Oge Biafra Shemecha, identity crisis. Even though two Nigeria city stipulations, policies, Nihu, Indi, Nona, Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not the five eastern states or the five Igbo states they say today. Ankwe, Indi, Eastern region, Southeast Nile, happy I said, okay, Yami Bonibo. Iga Anonga. Yami Bonibo, Kamye Gisoso, £20. Yami Bonibo. So all the policies make a guy, Indigo, Indibo, Lazo. Yes, a child. A little time got a Haju wine.
Okay.
Gain lodge.
I can see that.
Yeah. Gain lodge in the mail, Niger.
Mm-hmm.
Who's all? Gain belated, also. So, Nime, I guess, okay. Yama, I hang you, boo. Okay, okay. Even guess, okay. I hang you, okay. Shorten the name, shorten the identity. So that way, in the Niger, I got my own you, boy. You know what I'm saying? So, those are some of the things that I came across. All to him, man. Mere kando no lo. Ama si haga amota ukibo. Haga ikujin di mwaka na soha na so. Lack of identity, lack of value, lack of the survival. Do like the Romans.
Okay.
Odeka, I think so.
I can see that. I can see that. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
There's a lot of reasons. I mean,
I feel like there's definitely a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, Ojuleju.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, Ndibo, they're very educated.
Oh, yeah.
As well. And I think there was a point
I
where...
I got school now. Yeah. I got school.
Yeah, I think there was a point where, you know, speaking English was equated to being learned.
Yeah.
And that cannot... Like, and there was a thing... Because I know I had some cousins where... They only spoke English to their kids because they wanted them to be smart, and it's like, you know, when you already have that mindset that, okay, speaking Igbo means you're local, you're not intelligent, then okay, all you're doing is like, okay, only English, literally. So like, even the people that came here too, you know, it's almost like, Isibo means that Mwagi, you know, I think more intelligent. But when they cannot see English, on that they lie, like, oh, okay, Mwagi, my name. It was a thing, especially in Nigeria.
Wow.
You know, because Nigeria, we spoke Igbo. And then, of course, we were the ones that want, you know, our English was not that good. Igbo was our first language.
That's true.
It's a thing where it's like, okay, everyone, you know, when you have the money or whatever, like, you make sure your kids, like, you go to a school where they speak English, and that's all they know. And then when they're speaking the English, it's just like, yes.
In my
you are mom, you know, my name,
oh, my name. Yeah. American water say, Nimeya Manulo, Manalabeke na diaspora, all the value system, identity crisis.
Yeah, it was almost like there was no pride in the language, you know?
Yeah.
The fact that you thinking that speaking, you know, your child
wrong
in English means that they're not smart.
It's crazy.
And only speaking English means that they're smart.
That alone
is like, it's like, wow, you really didn't have any value in the language.
Jeez.
And I'm sure, like, you know, it seems like now things are changing a little bit. Like, they're regretting the fact that their kids do not know the language.
In my book, it's so weird, boy. Oh, hot cake.
Yeah, I was like,
all that money ticket. Because I'm on the scene as we boy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, essentially, all the different.
Because now, so we go, hey.
All the different.
Now, most people, being in that, bo, alaibo, okibo, him basa ibo. Oh, Allah, international affair, wahilema. Even though I'm not saying him basa ibo, in the Bama. You know?
I guess you speak in terms of Biafra?
Not even Biafra, but just like, oh, Allah, hey, because the Ebe Niboshi. Mm-hmm. Na Basra or Menala, Utana Hajunwai. That system when it's serious value, and only him Basra Aima, no Chama, or for the Nibama, being that value system.
Yeah.
Diving into who you are. Okay, that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna value you.
Yeah, I think we just have to. I know, like, you know, our generation. They do want their kids to speak the language, because there is something about, like, having it kind of is, in a way, it's almost a thing that points you back to your identity. But the thing that sucks is that unfortunate part of that is that they themselves don't know the language enough to pass it on,
hand it over.
And with that, it's like, in a way, like, You know, if you, this is not actual data. You
okay,
know?
Right. If facts, if, it's not data. Okay, good. It's not assumptions.
Assumption. You know, right now it feels as though like maybe if less than half the population of Igbo cannot speak the language, that means those people alone are now left to pass on the language. And a lot of times, and that doesn't happen because the world is becoming one where English is literally the main thing. That means that language is going to be hard for them because it's already a small portion that speak it.
Equal.
It'll be hard for them to pass it on. That means like, okay, for example, if only like 50%, you know, or 40% or whatever speak it right now, that means the next generation that will speak it will probably be like maybe like 30%. And then I can definitely see though, it seems like more people are having pride in being Igbo and even wanting just, you know, Igbo.
Almost also Igbo in Igbo, just in my base. And yeah, almost also in Igbo, even in the OG, you know, in the Masi, okay. Ebe hashi, ebe na hashi Igbo, alibo. Actually, matter here, basta. So, that's you true. Know, yeah. It's gonna get better. I got the channel.
Hopefully.
No more cake.
Yeah.
It's all.
Hopefully, man. Oh, we toasted? All right.